Mishnah Gimel, although utensils and people which become tomei can be purified in a mikveh, when it comes to food or drink, there is never a way to purify that. Once it becomes tomei, dipping it into a mikveh will not purify it, and it remains tomei. However, there is one exception, and that is water. If water becomes tomei, then one can do what is known as hashoka in order to purify that water. Now, what exactly is hashoka? So hashoka is where you have the container of water which became tomei, and you lower that container into a mikveh, and as soon as the surface of the water in the container touches the water of the mikveh, so it's considered sort of to be like the mikveh itself, that's why it can only be done with water, and therefore it is purified. So the Mishnah tells us that v'shovin, both b'shamah and b'shil agree, sh'mashikin es ha'mayim b'chli evan ataron. One can do the process of hashoka with water, which is in a stone container, in order to purify the water. That is not considered to be similar to repairing a utensil. This is water, and therefore one can purify water on Yom Tov, and on Shabbos as well. Now the reason why the Mishnah said it has to be done in a stone utensil is because stone cannot become tomei, and therefore the only thing which you are purifying over here is the water. Ava lomat bilin, but it is forbidden to dip the water into the mikveh if it is contained in a utensil which is tomei, because by dipping the water in and doing hashoka, you are also purifying the utensil which contains the water. That's the word matbilin, purifying some utensil in a mikveh. So although it's permitted to do hashoka, it is forbidden to do so if at the same time you are also purifying a utensil. Right, continues the mission with another leniency. The whole prohibition of purifying something is because until now it was not fit for use, and now by purifying it, you are making it fit for use. So that is like fixing the utensil. However, if the thing was already pure, and you're just adding it into the mikveh in order to add an additional level of purity. For example, the halach is that if somebody purifies a utensil with the intention of using that utensil for truma, truma is the special gift which goes to a kohen of produce, and it cannot become tomei, so somebody purified his utensil with the intention of using it for truma, and later on he decided that he actually wants to use it for karbonos, for the meat of karbonos. So since karbonos have a higher level of kedusha, of holiness, midrabbanan, one is required to put that into the mikveh again with the intention of using it for carbon meat. But in that case, you're not removing any tumah, any impurity. You're merely adding on another level of purity and of holiness. So it's not considered like fixing the utensil because it was fit for use until now. It wasn't tomei. And therefore, matbilim gav legav, it is permitted to dip utensils into a mikveh in order to raise it from one level of purity to a higher level of purity. And the Mishnah ends off with a third leniency, and that is when it comes to eating a korban pesach. The halacha is that unlike pretty much every other korban, when it comes to a korban pesach, one has to appoint himself as part of a larger group who will share a particular korban pesach. Now, some people are strict upon themselves that even if they are totally pure already, when they join a group, so they go to the mikveh again. So if somebody is part of one group, and before they slaughter the korban pesach, he changes and joins a different group instead. So according to the strict letter of the law, he does not need to go to the mikveh again. But if he is strict upon himself in order to go to the mikveh again, he is allowed to do that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, since again, he was fit and he was pure already. So he's not raising something from being not fit for use to being fit for use. Rather, he is adding on a level of purity. It's a stringency, and therefore, mechavura lechavura, one is allowed to go to the mikveh when he changes from one group to another group when it comes to the korban pesach.